Now, Sam, it's coming towards the end of the year. There'll be a lot of school graduates out there thinking, what's next in life? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, in our day and age, I guess it's sort of become the norm that lots of kids are doing degrees and they're not using them and not able to get jobs for what they've studied for, say, 3 years, like going to university, doing a bachelor or something or other, and then not being able to get a job. It's become a little bit more frequent. Well, there's a survey out that basically reveals the degrees you shouldn't study because you're less likely to land a job after graduating. And then it's got ones that are, you know, the most successful, you know, the rate of getting a job straight after studying these types of degrees is really high. Now, I just want to put it out there.
Yeah.
The one at the very lowest, which has the lowest rate of getting a job after finishing the degree, is a creative arts degree.
Oh.
We've both done those, haven't we? The next one is a communications degree.
I did that.
Still in our realm of expertise. Yeah.
Before doing my creative degree, I did a media and communications. That was the biggest waste of time, and it's 15 grand, by the way.
The next one is humanities and social sciences.
Oh, that bled into my degree as well.
Yeah.
I hit the trifecta.
And then it sort of goes up. I mean, the most popular ones are medicine, teacher education, engineering and nursing. Yeah. They're the most likely ones that you will be able, you'll be fine to get a job in when you study. But it's not looking too good for us, is it?
No.
Yeah. Anyone thinking of doing...
Don't do that. We've got the jobs. Degree. There aren't enough to go around.
It. They're done.
Stay away.
Two taken. Wait till I'd retire.
Yeah,
then you can start studying.
Trying to nick the job we've got. You're on Hit with 7 or 8.